A ruler once came to Jesus by night to ask him the way of salvation and life. The master made answer in words true and plain, he must be born again. He must be born again. He must be born again. I verily, verily say unto thee, he must be born again.
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned in to the broadcast again this time, and we're picking up our study here in Matthew chapter 15. And here in the beginning of this chapter, the Pharisees from Jerusalem come and they quarrel with the Lord Jesus, asking him, why are they sinning? They're transgressing because they don't follow the tradition of the elders. And what they're doing that displeases us is they're not washing their hands before they eat. And then Jesus says, why do you transgress the commandment of God with your tradition? And then he brings this to them, how they say, the command of God is to honor father and mother, but in their old age, when it comes time for you to take care of them, there's been a provision made by the elders of Israel that if you dedicate that cost, that time, unto the service of the Lord or the temple or whatever, then you can tell your parents that you can't take care of them in their old age, and you're free. You're off the hook on taking care of them and that inconvenience. And the Lord tells them, he says, what has been prophesied by Isaiah is certainly, certainly true here. People draw nigh with their talk, their lips, they honor with their lips, but in their heart they're far from me, and in vain worship they worship me. They teach for the doctrines of God the commandments of men. And so he takes on those Pharisees and he said, transgression by not fulfilling the tradition of the elders? Well, how is it that you don't fulfill the commandment of God by the tradition of the elders? And now Jesus turns to the people and he called the multitude and said unto them, hear and understand, verse 10. Not that which goeth into the mouth defileth a man, but that which cometh out of the mouth, this defileth a man. So he said, eaten with your hands not clean, that doesn't defile you before God. But what comes out of your mouth, which is proceeded from the heart, the Lord makes very plain in other passages, that defiles a man. So this of not washing your hands before you eat bread, well, you might make yourself sick, but you don't lose standing before God in that. Then came his disciples and said unto him, knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying? He said, the disciples come to him, so don't you know that the Pharisees got offended at what you said? But he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. Then answered Peter and said unto him, declare unto us this parable. So the disciples come and said, Lord, don't you know that what you said there offended the Pharisees? And what you told there and called them on their tradition and in that not obeying the commandments of God, don't you know that they were offended? And the Lord said, well, if they're a plant not planted, Every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. The planting of the Lord. We've seen about it in this book, about the four different kinds of ground. He said, let them alone. He said, leave them alone. Leave them to themselves. They be blind leaders of the blind. They are blind, and they are leading the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. He says, let them alone. That's interesting. He said, if they're not planted by my Father, they're going to be rooted up. Let them alone. Then Peter answered Peter and said unto him, verse 15, declare unto us this parable. And he said, are ye also yet without understanding? Do you not understand? Do not ye yet understand that whatsoever entereth in at the mouth goeth into the belly and is cast out into the draught? Don't you understand that what you eat, it goes down the belly, your body works on it, digests it and everything, and then through your intestinal tract, then it goes on out to the waste and the draught. But those things which proceed out of the mouth, the speech, come from the heart, and they defile the man. Eating bread with dirty hands, it may make you sick, but it's just the process of the body. It has nothing to do with anything spiritual whatsoever. But what comes out of the mouth and the words, they come from the heart. And those words indeed tell about the heart and defile the man. For out of the heart, verse 19, proceed evil thoughts. Out of the heart proceed murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, lying, and blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man, but to eat with unwashed hands defileth not a man. And so Peter asked, he said, tell us about the parable. Tell us what you're talking about. And he said, and the Lord says, well, don't you understand yet? Eating with dirty hands, that doesn't defile you. But what comes out of your heart, the revelation of your heart by your mouth, that is a defiling thing. It tells the truth. It reveals what's on the inside. It reveals the desire and the heart of what's going on inside. That's what it does. It tells it. It tells what's going on inside. Verse 21. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And that's up towards the north. I forget which tribe is maybe up there. Simeon possibly should have occupied that ground. And so he goes up there. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast there of Tyre and Sidon, Syrophoenician, it tells us in other gospels. And listen to this account here. The same woman, a woman came of Canaan, came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. And she knows who he is. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. And he answered her not a word. He didn't say a word to her. She's saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. And he doesn't say a word. Nothing. Have mercy on me. She's crying. Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. He's not saying a word to her. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. So she didn't say it once or twice. She's begging him. This Syrophoenician woman, she is begging him, Lord, Lord, I know who you are. I know that you're the son of David. I know that you are Lord indeed, and I know that you can help my daughter. The disciples say, send her away. Make her go. Make her leave. She's just going to wear us out. She crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. The woman is not an Israelite. She's a Syrophoenician. She's up there from that land and that region that the tribes of Israel never really conquered and occupied. Tyre and Sidon was a known regional power and city-state for centuries, and very, very difficult from the human standpoint for Israel to defeat. They could have had they trusted the Lord, but they just did not. They just did not do it. And so the Lord says, I'm only sent to Israel, the lost sheep of the house of Israel. That's who I'm sent to. I'm not sent to you. I'm not sent to you. I'm just sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshiped him. So he speaks. He doesn't speak to the affirmative, the positive, the where she would hope anything, but he speaks into her. He said, I'm only sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. She says, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. She entreats him to help her and her daughter. But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread to whom I'm sent, and my word is the bread unto them, and cast it to the dogs. So, wow, he accuses and tells this woman that from the standpoint of Israel, she is a dog, a Gentile, Syrophoenician, a land that had been abusive to the nation of Israel. And he says, it's just not right for me to give the children's bread. Salvation is of the Jews. Salvation is first unto the Jews. It's the Lord Jesus was born of Israel, a Jew himself. And it's not meet for me to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs. Well, you know what? In today's culture, she would have been offended and went off. You know what this woman does? And she said, truth, Lord. That's the truth. That's the truth. Yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. She said, that's the truth, Lord. It's the truth that you're sent to the house, the lost sheep of the house of Israel. It's a truth that it's not meet for you to take the children's bread and give it to a dog like me or my daughter. But Lord, it is a truth that even the dogs eat from the crumbs of their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. She has faith in him, doesn't she? She is convicted and persuaded that he can do it. And that if she will just keep on him and stay after him, that he will do it. And even with the truth of the telling about her stand relative to his calling and his ministry and to Israel, she keeps on and she says, even the dogs eat of the crumbs of the master's table. He said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. The compassion of the Lord. The coming of sinners to the Lord Jesus in persistence for what they want. May the Lord help us that we hear about the compassion, the long-suffering, and being persistent with our Lord, in a thing that would glorify him, not a thing that would just satisfy ourselves, but a thing that would glorify him. I see that our time has passed for now. May our Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954. By email at obchurch@gmail.com or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.